101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:15. We're at 66 degrees. Guests in the studio for community conversation this morning. And I'm going to have our guests go ahead and introduce themselves.
Sure. Good morning. I'm Melanie Gonring, the program director at the Volunteer Center.
I am Michelle Spettle, marketing and outreach from the Volunteer Center.
Ann Zuliger from Christian Family Solutions. Thanks for having us.
Julianne Allenbacher, client care supervisor at Christian Family Solutions. Good morning, everybody.
Thanks for coming in. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you taking some time. So we'll get to the two of you in just a bit. But first, let's find out what's going on with the Volunteer Center.
Yeah, I feel like we were just here. thanks for having us back again this week. We just wanted to do a quick shout out. We are doing a Do Good bus ride this Saturday. Should be a beautiful morning. From 8:30 to noon, sponsored by Horicon Bank. It's a family-friendly ride, so kids of all ages are welcome to come if you come with your parents. If you're coming by yourself, we just ask that you be 14 or older. If you listened to us last week, you have a great idea. But one of my favorite quotes says, "Into the forest I go to lose my mind and find my soul." And that kind of might give you a clue if you missed out on just the straight what it was last week. This week I'll be a little bit more facetious. But you can sign up on our website. We still have spots open, and we'd love to have you hang out with us for a few hours on Saturday morning and do some good in the community.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds good.
And Melanie talked about it being family friendly, and not all of our Do Good bus rides are family friendly, so this is an opportunity for younger people to hop on the Do Good bus and get to experience volunteerism. So make it happen,
yes.
People.
There we go.
Let's do
Come
it.
Come hang out with me on Saturday.
Yeah. There you go.
So we're going to switch gears just a little bit and talk about the Hub and what's going on. One of the things that happens at the Hub that a lot of people know about is our tip jar. And our tip jar does not go to our baristas. In fact, our baristas are volunteer baristas, and they have decided to give their tips to our nonprofit agencies that we work with. The volunteer baristas have logged over 13,000 hours since we've opened our doors. So that's a huge gift already to the community. Mm-hmm. And another gift is that tip jar, which we have collected over $43,000.
Wow.
And that goes back to our partner agencies. And we wanted to share a few of the things that our partner agencies have told us they're doing with that tip money. So the first one would be the Ice Age Trail.
Yeah, this summer that was one of the nonprofits we raised money for, and the Ice Age Trail Alliance said that they'll be using their very generous tip share to help their volunteer trail building events and community hikes. I went on one of their community hikes earlier this summer. It was a night hike in Keewaskum. So we started at 7 and it went until 9. And so we all had our headlamps on at a certain time. So fun. So if you ever get a chance to go on one of their community hikes, you definitely should. They're working on upgrading signage at some of their trailheads and along the trail. And the tip money will help them purchase new posts, trail signs, and snacks to keep their volunteers fueled while they're out there doing all that hard work.
There you go.
Another one of our agencies as well, Spring. And they, this is, I think, is very heartfelt. So they're using their funds to help pay for a new barn roof, the one that houses their farm crew. So the people living at Well Springs need a new roof, and we're the tip money is able to help them able to do make that happen. So those people work really hard growing food for the community, and Marianne says they deserve a dry roof.
I would second that.
Right.
And this one sounds so cool. Samaritan Campus is using their tip money to upgrade something called their It's Never Too Late system. And that is technology that their residents can use that is a bike simulator, a flight simulator, has interactive music and trivia and sing-alongs and games. So this new upgrade will help them add a driving simulator, either a car or tractor, speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
That was before we were on the air. But we were talking about county fairs. And just allow their residents to feel like they can drive again.
That Very sounds cool. like fun.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? And the last highlight we're going to talk about is the West Bend Baseball Association. And they're using their tip money and they're paying it forward. So Craig Larson, who sits, he's the executive director of Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Of the Baseball Association.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right. I got that wrong. Thank you, Melanie. anyway, they're paying it forward to Children's Hospital of Wisconsin's clothing drive, which he is involved with. So, just cool that they've decided that they want to push that money one step further into helping something else happen. So just really, we just wanted to share those
stories. That's not something we highlight that often, and we felt it was important to give a shout to the community for helping to make these things happen through their tips.
So thanks, everyone, and change really does add up.
Yeah. There we go. All right. Well, then, speaking of change, shall we change our focus?
You're so good.
This whole transitional thing, you know, so...
Yeah, absolutely. So we have another new agency with us this week. Last week we highlighted a newer agency to us. This is Christian Family Solutions. You guys have already introduced yourselves, but why don't you introduce what Christian Family Solutions is about? Like, what is your mission? Why do you exist in the community?
Thanks so much, Michelle. Yes, our mission, we've been around since 1965, and our mission has always been to give healing, help, and hope to people in need. So we support those pretty much who are most vulnerable in the society through our senior care and counseling care. We have many different services, including urban school counseling, outpatient counseling, assisted living, and home care services. And actually, Julianne is from our senior care services, and she's going to talk a little bit more about it.
So part of my job in the senior care, the supervisor for the home care services, is we go out into six counties and provide non-medical supportive home care. So we help your loved ones 18 years and above stay independent in their homes. We go into their homes and help out with cooking, cleaning, grocery shopping, companion care, job share, anything within the community. We also have a beautiful facility located in the heart of Hartford, right down the road from the mine shaft. It's a beautiful 48-bed assisted living RCAC. RCAC is a resident-centered apartment complex. Pretty much, we describe it as a huge, huge home of all of our grandmas and grandpas that we love so much in this home. In this home, we can provide community care as well as nursing hands-on care to a resident, up to 28 hours of nursing care per week if they choose. So we do have people that live there independently, as well as people that need a little bit more care or assistance. On top of that, we do come in as a home care as extra support if someone needs a little bit of extra support within that type of facility. We always have multiple different volunteer opportunities, especially at our assisted living facility, and we kind of wanted to share some of those topics with you today.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, we'd love to hear about those.
Sure. So one of the main things that I love to do is get younger people or youth involved with volunteering, especially at our facilities. So most recently, in the beginning of summer, we've had the Hartford High School come over and use their green thumbs. Some of the students came over and helped some gardening and planting of our flowers beds. There's always weeding to be done and gardening to be done. We have some beautiful raised beds that the residents planted, I believe, tomatoes, cucumbers, and even rhubarb this year. So we got out there with some of our residents, got down on our hands and knees and dug in and had fun. And then we had pizza with our high school students. It was
fun.
So much fun. Yeah.
The residents just love
they
it.
They absolutely love it. Right now, there's a lot of groundwork, yard work going on, staining of the gazebo, always beautiful outside work. Of course, it's called the garden, so they have a beautiful garden area, outside area to walk around. We encourage you to come in and tour our facility if you're interested. It's right down the road, like from the mine shaft, as we said, at 112 Peace Lutheran Parkway. There's also multiple other volunteer opportunities for younger youth, too. My daughters go to Aaron School, which is right outside of Aaron, as well as Peace Lutheran is right next door, and Lincoln, and a lot of the students come throughout the year and even summers to play bingo with the residents. One of their favorite games is bingo. Actually, it's their favorite game. It's their favorite. So we play bingo with the residents, interact watercolors. Some of our school age kids come in and do watercolors with the residents. Some of us do crafts. We also have had people contact us directly, or Lois, our activity director. She's wonderful at the gardens, and have made necklaces with residents. We have some residents who have low vision or macular degeneration, natural disease processes that happen happen as we age and need a little bit more hands-on care and help. And sometimes they want to just be read a Bible verse or a good book or a fun book. So we are always in need of great volunteers who want to get out there and help our community and help everybody in general. This next week on Tuesday, Peace Lutheran School is coming with their piano students, and they're going to be doing a recital for the residents. And it's such a give back for your children, too, perform and show and share their gifts that God gave all
of
us.
Help them gain some confidence in their...
Exactly.
Yeah. So if a middle school or high school student who is a piano or other instruments, if they were interested in coming and just having their practice time in your facility, would that be something that
Yes, that is definitely something that we could do or set up. We would have them reach out to us directly at 262-345-5590. That's the Gardens number directly. We would put you through to Lois, the activity director, to make sure we could schedule something, a good time that they would be able to come and interact. I know a lot of the school groups, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, 4-H, like to come and do crafts also with the residents. My daughters also sit on the Irish dance for the shower center, so we were able to get the Irish dancers out there in full costume this last year, and they absolutely loved it. So there's multiple different volunteer opportunities that the list goes on and on.
Right. I think it's just basically whatever talent you have, they want it. Just share it.
Yep.
I mean, our lives get so busy, and sometimes we kind of forget about things like this, but just take an hour out of the month and share it. They would adore you.
Me too. And there's no commitment. People are always like, you know, my schedule's so busy, it's overflowing. Do I have to commit to once a week, 2 hours a week? And I'm like, no, you can come in once and volunteer with us once.
You're going to want to come back again.
Yes. Right. But it's not a commitment straight. You don't have to feel like you're tied to it. You can just come in. You know, we have Mother's Day celebration. Now they have tie-dye going on this next week. And if you want to come and just help decorate the tables or interact with a few residents and you have just 3 hours this 1 week and you want to give back a little bit, come on down and give back, and we'd love to meet with you, meet some of the residents. You'll be able to, you know, grow in your own way and give back to so many others. That's pretty much what it's all about.
Yeah, and we're going to get some of those opportunities up on the volunteers' website so that people can be reminded when they're looking for something of what those things are.
Speaking of, do you have a website?
We do. It is www.thegardensofhartford.com.
Okay. And do you have Facebook and other social media things
we
as well?
We do. Yep. And if you just look up the Gardens of Hartford, that will come up on Facebook for you as well.
Okay.
Yep.
We kind of have an incentive, too. I don't know if this is okay to do, but if the first person who calls to volunteer will get a free T-shirt.
Ooh.
So,
fun.
Yeah, so just call 262-345-5590 and just let them know that you heard about it on the radio here.
And even if you have a group or your children are participating in a 4-H group or, you know, some after-school activity that you think residents might enjoy or might just enjoy interacting with, engaging with, just let us know. We've adapted things, changed things, had people come in, and we get so much feedback. And, you know, a lot of the residents, right after the girls came in and performed, they're like, when are they coming again?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's only a seasonal type thing. But
right.
We figure out what they love, the residents love, and what we can do again and how we can do more.
Yeah, our son did a bell choir. He was part of a bell choir, and they did that. So, it's just... You just kind of think outside the box.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in
and letting
us know what it is that you do.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is fun.
All right. So, do we have some volunteer needs of the week?
We have a couple here. We'll just shout out. If you're 22 or older, consider helping out at NAMI Washington County. They need some help in a role of office assistant. So. You could help be that first face as people come to the Welcome Center. You can help answer phones, help manage their donor database, send thank yous, all that good stuff that comes when you help out in an office setting. Hours are flexible to your schedule.
The Wisconsin 9/11 Memorial is seeking a treasurer to join their board of directors. You just need to be 18 years old. This opportunity allows you to gain leadership skills, professional development, and it's also a great way to network.
And lastly, we just talked about a way if you loved music, you could give back. Here's another way. The Kettle Moraine Symphony just celebrated its 50th season and is looking for some behind-the-scenes volunteers. If you like organizing events, marketing, fundraising, working with kids, they're looking for some help on their committees. Help as much or as little as you can. They said if you're interested, they can find something for you.
Sounds good. But if those volunteer opportunities don't perhaps tickle your fancy, there's probably a place where they could go and find out about more than 200 other volunteer opportunities in Washington County.
That's right. That is volunteernow.net. That is our website, volunteernow.net. You can also give us a call at 338-8256, and we can help you out one-on-one.
And if you need even a little more help, our doors are open Monday through Friday at 303 Water Street in West Bend.
Down by the beautiful new Riverwalk.
Yes, you are correct.
So, all right. Sounds good. Thank you both for coming.
Yeah,
good to see you again.
Good to see
now,
you.
Now we get a week break in between.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you both for coming as well. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
101.3 WIBD, AM 1470. I think we're headed for news time.